Welcome to Open Studio, where we put a spotlight on the arts, artists, and issues in the cultural community. I'm Tom Musgrave. This week's guest has commuted to the studio from all the way inside the office here at WUKY. So I want to welcome Robert Hansel, WUKY's membership and marketing director. And among his portfolio of duties here at the station is recruiting for the WUKY Gallery here at the station offices on Spur Road. So hi, Robert. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom.
For folks who may not be familiar with the WUKY Gallery or haven't visited the studio here, give a little description of what it's all about.
Well, actually, when we moved into the studios about 10 years ago.
Has it been 10 years?
It's been almost 10 years.
Wow.
We had our 75th anniversary here. We had Susan Stamberg come in and do one of the original readings for when WKY started, which was WBKY back mm-hmm. then. So she did one of the original, had taken one of the original transcripts and reenacted wow. one of the first shows that was done here at WKY. So that was a fun time. But that was about the time we moved into our current studio.
Okay. So what's the gallery all about?
Well, that's an interesting story, too. When we got here to WKY, we just had all of this incredible wall space. But also the university was like, we really don't want you putting nails in these walls. If you've worked at the university, you know they have some very strict rules about things like that. So I did some research, and I was thinking, you know, this is such a beautiful space that we've got to utilize it in other ways to get people to come out and see it other than just our studios, recording studios here. So I thought and thought, and I was like, you know, the space is so large. We have so much wall space. We could actually create a gallery and it just be an additional way for us to promote local artists. We do that on a musical level. So why not do it on a visual arts level? So when we got, when I started researching ways to potentially hang this, actually found on Amazon the system where you hang a strip along the top yeah. towards the ceiling, and then it has metal ropes that come down with mm-hmm. hooks, so you can manipulate the art in any way you want, depending on the size of the pieces that come in here. So the university was absolutely fine with us installing those strips along the top. And it also provided us, we did not have to purchase art for the walls because that could be very expensive considering yeah. the amount of wall space we have here at the studios.
So how many artists have you featured here in the gallery?
We have probably at this point had about 10. One of the problems, of course, COVID hit mm-hmm. right in the middle of this. So that sort of put, we were going very strong with having artists in. And just a few of the artists we had here, the first artist we had was Tater Knob Pottery with Sarah Colbreth and Jeff Ng. And they've been so generous with the station, and they really know how to put on a show. Mm-hmm. So that was our first experience with a gallery opening, and it was amazing. And they made it look so easy, and we continued on. We had artists like Julie Quick, Robert Pinkew, the Urban Art Gallery was here, Creative Camera Club, and Libby Falk Jones are just a few of the artists we've had. And the spectrum of art that they've had here has been amazing. We've had abstract artists. We've had portrait artists. We've had sort of like cartoon comic strip artists. So we love a wide array of the arts that come in here.
So that's what you're looking for, a broad array of stuff that maybe people haven't seen before.
Exactly. And we were so disappointed when COVID hit because we actually had a group scheduled to come in that did textile art, mm-hmm. which is something we had not had and we still haven't had. They also had a lot of sculpture work. Arturo Sandoval is a member of that group mm-hmm. From the University yeah. of Kentucky. And COVID hit right when we had them scheduled to come in and start doing the work. So it's been difficult trying to get them back in here. Yeah. It is still on my to-do list to try to get them back in, but we just sent out a call for artists for the gallery. I've gotten a ton of responses. We're actually going through those right now, just sort of to jury those particular artists to see who will be the next in. We try to get anywhere from 3 to 4 artists a year. We like to have them in here for 3 to 4 months. We will also do a meet and greet with the artist that comes in. And what's great about having it here at the radio station, we have the on-air promotions to go behind the gallery. Mm-hmm. So we're on air constantly pitching to come visit the gallery. We're pitching the artist. They have a web presence. We try to post their artist statement. We post samples of their artwork. And we do a whole invitation out for their artist open house and meet and greet. So it's a really good time.
So the gallery is open to the public. Somebody could come by, just ring the bell, and I just want to look at the art on
yes.
the walls. Okay.
It's open during our business hours, which is 8 to 5. So anyone can come in. We've actually had a lot of artists who've told their friends, you know, I've got this exhibit going on out at WKY Studios. Why don't you go check it out? And they'll just randomly show up, and they was like, "Yeah, we heard you had a gallery exhibit, and we want to come look at it." So, it's open to everyone. And like I said, from the hours of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, for the artists listening, I'm kind of interested in getting into the process. How should artists make their proposals to you? What do you require of the artist when they come with their proposals?
It's very simple. We actually have on our website, if you go to the arts section under the art gallery, there is a submission for a proposal of your works, and it's only 2 pages. Very, very limited information we need. And we do ask the artist about the size and the number of pieces they have. Like I said, we've got a lot of wall space. We had one artist who all of her pieces were probably like 5x7s. Mm-hmm. And so they were very small pieces. And we probably had about 50 of her works throughout the studio.
Wow.
And... but, I mean, that ranges. I mean, and we also ask in the application process the dimensions of their art so we know how many of those pieces we can accommodate.
Mm-hmm. You know your wall space.
Yes, okay. Yes. And I love for the artist's participation in hanging. We've had several artists who, they're like, I don't hang the art. I just do it. I just create it. So I've hung most of the artwork here. And it's funny because when I was in college, I interned at the UK Art Museum.
Ah.
So I worked alongside the curator quite a bit. So I have a little bit of knowledge on hanging work. So that came in handy during this job.
No doubt. You mentioned before that you have had sculptural art in here. So does that mean that 3D art is welcome?
It's very much welcome. The only issue we have is we don't have the stanchions to place the art. So we would hope that the artist would have some type of a pedestal or a podium type that piece that they could bring in to place their art. And we put a restriction on those because we don't want those being knocked over. So we have a restriction of about 10 to 15 of those sculptural pieces. And a good example of that, our last Public Radio Music Day, which was a celebration of our 85th anniversary here at WKY, we actually had Tater Knob Pottery, who did our first exhibit, come back and do the exhibit.
I remember that, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And they do an amazing job. We love the people at Tater Knob Pottery. But they had several sculptural pieces, but they had pedestals. We have a lot of nooks and crannies here at the studio where they can sit the pedestals that are out of the walkways and things of that nature, and it looked amazing because they had a lot of hanging art as well. So it just complemented each other.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember the event and the array of art that was there. And I was talking to some of the folks from Tater Knob. And artists are fun to talk to anyway.
Yes.
You can get sucked into a conversation in an
hour's
definitely.
Past.
So, what has been the reaction to the gallery here from the public and from the artists?
I think they appreciate the on-air promotions that we can give them that other galleries cannot. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I know galleries around town have some relationships with other radio stations, but to the level that they get here, they cannot get that anywhere else.
Right.
And, I mean, we have a very large digital following. Mm-hmm. So we've got... we utilize our eBlast system. We utilize our social medias. And like I said, the on-air promotions that we can give them cannot be replicated, I don't think, at any other place.
Right. Well, and people can listen on the plug for the WUKY app.
Exactly. Here, so, exactly.
Which reaches everywhere.
It does.
And the internet reaches. So.
And we do an artist interview process so they can get out. We actually have the artist do spots. For their gallery openings.
Oh, great.
Julie Quick comes to mind, and she's still she was a donor of WKY as well. Mm-hmm. And I want to say we did not know that before she...
not a qualified...
Right.
Not something that qualifies you.
Exactly. So, yeah. We did not know this until... And I think she gave under her husband's name, so... Mm-hmm. But she ended up doing a testimonial.
Oh.
For the radio station as well.
Oh.
So you'll hear her voice intermittently throughout the year sometimes, just talking about what WKY means to her and what being a part of this family means to her. And we are. WKY is a family.
Yeah. Well, to jump a little bit into the commercial aspect of this, has any art ever sold out of the collections that you've had on exhibit here?
Several.
Wow.
We have had several pieces sell. we had the Camera Club of Central Kentucky, and they sold several pieces. And what's amazing about their works that they bring is they're like pre-curated before they come to WKY Studios. They did an exhibit, and I'm not sure if it is still going on. They would do an exhibit of their award-winning pieces at the Living Arts and Science Center. So we were able to time our show following that one, so most of the artists could just bring their work directly over here.
Mm-hmm.
And those pieces are the cream of the crop in terms of photography. So we've had a lot of pieces sell from that. Julie Quick sold a lot of art. It also depends on the artist following, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, those people that come in, I mean, we've had to, at the meet and greet, which is the open house for the artists, we would have multiple people want us to go ahead and put sold stickers.
Wow.
On items. So... it does help the artist in sales, but I think it helps the artist more in promotions, like mm-hmm. I mentioned before.
Yeah. But I think every artist in Central Kentucky who's listening, their ears just perked up at that probably. So where can people learn more about the gallery?
At WKY.org, like I said, if they go to the arts section at the top in our navigation bar and go down to the art gallery, there's information on the art gallery. It shows our most recent artist statement and works of the most recent artist, as well as the application process. And like I said, it's a very short application process. It's 2 pages. Like I said, it basically gives also the criteria for exhibiting here. And it's not a long list. Like I said, we just expect enough pieces, and that all depends upon the dimensions, that can fill our space. And as you've seen, we have quite a bit of wall space because we have long corridor hallways.
Yes.
And we have... a WKY cafe / kitchen that's got huge walls. We use the upstairs, which was when this was actually a professional recording studio. That's where the artist would live when they would come here to record. So we have all of this wall space because it's basically a large hallway going through to where the bedrooms were. And we can put, I would say up there, we've had easily 20 to 25 pieces of art.
Wow. Good amount of space to accommodate.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank Robert Hansel, WUKY's Membership and Marketing Director, for being with me today to talk about the WUKY Gallery. WUKY has an open call to artists for work to go on exhibit in the gallery. So thanks again, Robert.
And thank you for having me.
Listen to Open Studio every Friday during WUKY's Morning Edition and in the afternoon during All Things Considered. Or listen to extended segments at the Open Studio podcast, available at WUKY.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you have an idea for an Open Studio segment? We're always on the lookout for news and events in Central Kentucky's arts and cultural community. Email us at openstudiowuky@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page, keywords Open Studio on WUKY. Your idea may make it on the air. I'm Tom Musgrave. Thanks for listening to Open Studio on WUKY.